I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Greg on graduating from the Leadership Thunder Bay program that he was recently partaking in. We attended the graduation ceremony at LU last Thursday, and it was a very proud moment. The mayor of our city was there, handed all the graduates a key to the city, did a little talk, and they put a lot of work into it. And I'll let Greg explain a little bit more about the Leadership Thunder Bay program. Turn it over to Greg.
Thanks very much, Dale. The Leadership Program is a 10-month program that occurs every year. And basically what it is you learn various leadership skills and theories each and every single month through a learning day where you go to different sites throughout the city. For instance, we went to the shelter house, the Thunder Bay Airport, the hospital. There's guest speakers involved in each single day where they talk about different leadership aspects, different theories, and then you take that knowledge and you work on a project for the whole year in the groups of four or five. This year we worked on a project that was called the Out of Darkness Suicide Awareness Walk, which was partaken by a lady named Margaret Hyniak, who lost her son to suicide when he was 26 years old. We held the walk at the Confederation College where we had over 300 people attend. This was the first annual Suicide Awareness Walk. Basically, we just wanted to raise awareness for suicide and remove the stigma and to help people cope with the loss of the loved ones who they lost to suicide. So it was a great event. MPP Bill Moore spoke of the event at the House of Commons. We did raise awareness for the walk, but it was a really great event. Like Dale mentioned, the grad ceremonies, our mayor, Keith Hobbs, was there handing awards out to each and every single one of us graduates. And it was a great event, great ending ceremonies. Now I'm an alumni, and we are now over 150 graduates from the Leadership Thunder Bay course in Thunder Bay. So I am very proud to be a member of it and look forward to better serving the community in future years.